You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
The Geelong Football Club, they won the premiership. They knocked the trade period out of the park and they've just completed some nice business in an area that they traditionally nail, the national and rookie drafts. The Cats head of recruiting is Stephen Wells. G'day, Wellsy. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you having me.
Great to for you to give us some time, mate. We appreciate it. And you've welcomed some new faces to your club, obviously, this week. And we might start at the very pointy end because there's big raps on him. Jai Clark, your first pick back on Monday night. Leadership. Competitive. I mean, this is a potential pillar of your club for a long time.
Well, it is. And it was a big decision for us too, because I think all the boys around that area of the draft had very similar qualities. They've all performed brilliantly well. But with regard to Jai, he's been so consistent over a couple of years, a real, really strong leader for the Geelong Falcons and the Vic Country boys. And every week we've watched Jai play, it's pretty comforting to know that you're going to turn up and see him go really well with the way he went about his footy. But he's not just tough and competitive and a good leader. He's also got a great footy brain. And, we're hopeful he's got a great career ahead of him.
And we don't expect you to speak ill of the latest draft crop. But, I mean, everyone has their say about it standing and it's better next year and it's not so good after this cut. I mean, what's your assessment of these things? I mean, are they always there to be found or are some, generally speaking, you know, noticeably better than the other?
Oh, I reckon they're always there to be found, Sam. It's there's always good players. If we look back in 5-10 years' time or at the end of the careers of the players that have drafted this year's draft or any draft, there's players from the rookie draft that have forged great careers. So we go in with the attitude of we've just got to try and find those players, the ones that are going to be around for a long time. Drafts in review rarely turn out exactly the way that they were selected at the time, so we're trying to find those ones that can help us for a long time.
Stephen, after what has been an extraordinary couple of years with the pandemic, what sort of challenges has that thrown up for clubs in their recruiting?
Yeah, Simon, it's you're right. It has been extraordinary and really tough on the kids, the ones that are hoping to get drafted. Well, not just the kids, the senior players from the state leagues around the country as well. It's here in Victoria in particular the players have been compromised in their development, not just through the games they've missed, but the hundreds of training sessions they've missed as well. So, it's been really challenging for the young players, finding out how they coped with that and the impact it's had on them as people, let alone their football, has been really interesting for all the AFL clubs, I'm sure. But the positive out of it is hopefully some of the players that got drafted and got their chance at AFL clubs will still have plenty of development left in them once they get into the elite system.
How do they sort of make up for that 2 years? You mentioned that, you know, the training, the sessions they've missed. You know, it's easy just to say, well, do two sessions a day instead of one, but, you know, physically and mentally, you just can't do that. How do those guys sort of, I suppose, keep themselves going and keep the dream alive?
Well, yeah, they have to have a great attitude to it and be willing to do whatever work's thrown their way. And, I don't know whether they make up for it or not, but what we do realise about AFL footballers, particularly those that can have a 10-year career, is that they have to be very resilient, both physically and mentally. There's a lot of pressure on them and a lot of scrutiny, particularly these 18-year-old players. Like we've heard Jai Clark be compared to Joel Selwood. And whilst that's a great compliment to Joy, it's an enormous amount of pressure on a young fella to deal with a guy who's played 350 games and 4 premierships. So the scrutiny and the pressure is enormous. So we're trying to find people that have got that resilience to deal with that. And then we find with the footy that they do come back well. They're going into a system that at every AFL club where there's plenty of coaching and expertise around them in all aspects of the game. And they'll come on quickly enough. And they tend to be like sponges, just absorb everything that's thrown their way.
And speaking of Geelong head of recruiting, Stephen Wells. Steve, we know a fair bit about Jai Clark because he's always in the reckoning for the first round. We don't know a lot about Phoenix Foster, the big fella out of SA. What can you tell us about him, the young man you took at 52 in the draft?
Yeah, well, Phoenix was a good choice for us, we thought, at that stage. We wanted to get something a little bit different. We were pretty confident that Oscar Riccardi and Ted Clowes, who were going to come through to us in the rookie draft. So we went for, and they're midfielders. So we went for someone who's different positionally. So Phoenix did a really good job for Norwood under-18s and also South Australia as a forward who did a bit of ruck work. And you know, he's big, he's athletic, and got all the skills of the game. He has just got to develop that confidence and strength, I suppose, that comes with maturity. And he's certainly got some tools to be a good prospect for us. But at the back end of the draft, he and we know he's got a long way to go.
So just with you personally then, Steve, I mean, all the players are different, you know, psychologically, mentally, ability-wise, what they do well, not so well. But do you come back to your set pillars? I mean, the boxes that you want to tick? I know you've spoken a bit over time around competitiveness. Do you have a set amount of boxes that you need to see ticked in any player that you're drafting?
Well, it's a good question. I think every recruiter, everyone who goes and watches the footy has a personal opinion. We can all go together and watch a game of footy and might have a different opinion about who was best on the ground or who your favourite player was. So we're looking for things that I guess over time most AFL footballers demonstrate, and that's the usual things, the competitiveness and the athleticism and skill, etc. But a lot of time, I reckon, Sam, it's just a bit of gut feel. We do so much data analytics and we do so much analysis, watching the vision, etc., more than we've ever done before. But in the end, it still just comes down to, can this bloke, has he shown enough as a footballer to give him a chance, and do we think he can still develop? So it's a bit of that gut feel that I think is never going to change.
It's that human element, Stephen, that you don't want out of the game in any shape or form. At the end of the day, I think that's still the most important criteria.
Well, it is. And when we do the analytics of the players, and we do a lot of them, and the character assessments, the psych profiles, the interviews, the physical testing, et cetera, going through the stats. And in the end, though, it's probably just to confirm what we're seeing with our eye. And sometimes it's a bit of an outlier. It's, you know, something bobs up that tweaks our interest, I suppose. And it's a reminder to go back and double check that what you've seen when you've watched these boys play is actually what they might turn out to be. So, yeah, the human element's always going to be a factor in sport. And particularly with these young fellas that get drafted, for many of them, they're moving away from home for the first time. They're leaving school for the first time, even getting a driver's license. So what they are at 18 is not necessarily what they're going to be when they're 23 to 25. And trying to guess what that's going to be is, I suppose, our job.
You touched on Oscar Riccardi earlier, Stephen. Father-son's a great rule, and your football club's got a long and proud history with it. So Oscar joins, the son of the great Peter as well. I think he tested really well at the combine. You took him in the rookie draft. What can we expect from Oscar? What sort of player is he compared to the old man?
Yeah, he's very similar to Peter at the same age. Peter at 18 was small and really just developing, but very skillful and had great running ability back then. And Oscar's a bit the same. He's one of those players that really wasn't on the radar too much at all because of COVID over the last couple of years, and even at the Geelong Falcons. And he turned up this year, did a good pre-season. He'd been playing out of Bannockburn, but restricted opportunities out there. And he came in and did a good job with the Falcons, got himself a game. And yeah, every time we watched him play, he showed that he's got that footy brain and the athleticism that might get him a chance at an AFL club, which it now has. And he's just going to have to get a bit bigger and stronger, as most of them do when they're 18. But a very skillful player. And if he turns out anything like his father, we'll all be very happy.
So we see the rookie draft yesterday, and obviously there's a lot of well perform players over journeys that, you know, are redrafted by clubs. Is it getting a little confusing, not from the ability of the players and recruiting them, about, you know, what these drafts mean? Because, you know, you're talking about a young Riccardi, you know, coming into a footy club, and then in the same draft, a guy like Phil Davis is recruited. Are we getting mixed messages, or is the recruiting side of it getting a little confusing and needs to be simplified?
It certainly has changed the principle of the rookie draft from when it was first introduced, to give another opportunity to a group of players who had just missed out on getting drafted and who might turn into be AFL players. I guess it almost like a punt pick. Back in the day when the rookie draft was first introduced, it's certainly changed now to, under some circumstances, being a tool by which clubs can manage their salary cap. So mixed messages and confusing. Certainly it could be simpler, but while the rules are the rules, the clubs will do what they do. I mean, we had a couple of blokes playing our grand final team this year that were still on the rookie list, and they've been good players for us. So I think clubs will just do whatever they need to do to maximise the available talent on their whole list, including the rookie draft, and until something changes, it'll stay that way, I reckon.
You've always been good to us here, Wellesley, on SEN. I reckon I detect an added freshness to you as well, now that Mac's taken some of those bullets during the trade period. You must be happy to have the whippersnapper in.
I really enjoy working with Andrew. He's done a great job, and I'm so proud of the way he's keen for the Cats to do well. I mean, he was going through this draft 21 years ago himself, and here he is now having a real influence on the way our team's going to perform in the future. And I think you're right. I reckon, me being able to just focus on the draft, which is a real passion of mine, is something I've really enjoyed this year.
Great to have you on, mate. We appreciate it as always, and best of luck with plotting for the next one, as I'm sure you already are. Well done on this week.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks, Simon.